Awards, corporate, personal, full recognition program development, custom gifts, gold record awards, engraving, name tags, fantasy football awards, you name it. At Amplifying Awards and Gifting, they say our company's slogan is "Your People Matter." We'll help you prove it. And our Week 5 Mid-State Player of the Week, Tim Leeper, Mid-State Player of the Week, do the honors. We've got him and his coach, Jonas Rodriguez, on from BGA.
Absolutely, Greg. Sean Williams, running back, 5'11", 180, a senior. This season has rushed for 883 yards on 107 carries. That's good for a lofty 8.2 yards per carry and 11 touchdowns. Also has 14 receptions, 238 yards, and three scores going into last night's game. In the big win 2 weeks ago against Davis Academy, he rushed for 205 yards and three TDs. Also had three catches for 61 yards, pair of touchdowns. Last night in their loss to Pope John Paul Prep, he rushed for 218 yards and a touchdown. Has offers from Dartmouth, Eastern Kentucky, and Penn, among others.
Wow. Joining us now is BGA coach Jonas Rodriguez and Sean Williams. Good morning, coach. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, doing well. I know how it could be a lot better on a Saturday morning, but thanks for joining us. Tough loss last night.
Yeah, not as well as I could be. It's always tough after a loss. Even though we're proud of how our kids competed, some things we didn't execute as well in all three phases, and Pope John Paul has a very good team and exposed some of those things, and we're going to just use that to get better. When you play good people, you have a lot to learn from, and we've got some great stuff to learn from and grow and continue to improve.
Joined now by Sean Williams, running back at BGA, our Week 5 Tim Leeper Mid-State Player of the Week. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it was nice meeting you the other day out at BGA. What beautiful facilities at BGA, no doubt about it. And, Sean, I heard in that intro some Ivy League schools, Dartmouth and Penn and everything. So, obviously, strong in the classroom. Tell me about the balance of academics and athletics when you've got Ivy League on your list.
Well, the classroom always been, like, super important for me and my family. So, you know, I always try to work hard in the classroom and on the field.
Hey, Sean, this is Coach Bubba Spears. Tell us a little bit about the people up front for you. I mean, you're averaging 8.2 yards per carry and 11 touchdowns this season. And I know you got to have the big boys up front blocking for you.
Yeah, the guys up front, they always do their job. Marte, Wayne, Donovan, Parker and Henry Mingy, they always do their job. It's always fun playing with them.
Yeah, you better not leave anybody out, right?
Yeah.
Jonas, I know it's a big luxury to have a guy like Sean to be able to carry the rock and know he's going to be there week after week.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got an ability to make plays in a bunch of different ways. You know, he's broken a lot of long runs this year. He's got the speed to take the distance on any play, and then he's also a threat to catch the ball out of the backfield, which is nice too. When you have a versatile back like that, it gives you a lot of options on offense and really helps make our offense more, it's harder to defend.
And Coach, tell us about Sean the person.
I can't say enough good things. How much time do you have? seriously, he's one of the most favorite kids I've coached in 18 years of coaching football, and he's just a tremendous young man. He's a leader in all phases of this school, not just in football, but in the classroom, as he talked about earlier, and then also in different leadership roles throughout the school. He's on our honor council. He's just a first-class individual, and just really thankful to have the opportunity to coach him.
Well, Coach Bubba Spears here again. Congratulations on the big win over Davison Academy 2 weeks ago. Tell us a little bit about getting ready for that game. You know, Davison Academy is coming in there winning three state championships in a row and hadn't lost in a while, and you put the first W on them in a couple of 3 years.
We really took it. We knew that they hadn't lost in a while. We knew they had won three state championships in a row. But I think that our focus is really just on evaluating this team in this moment and understanding the success they've had, and knowing that, you know, a team that's established like that and the program that they have is going to, you know, carry some weight for sure, but also just trying to kind of block out the external factors and focus on, you know, what we see on film and that kind of thing. So, you know, that's one of the big things we talked about recently is kind of blocking out the outside noise and just focusing on what's right in front of us. And so that was kind of our motto that week.
Sean, Craig Ladd, boy, you guys, the gauntlet in Division II AA, it's just week after week after week. There's no downtime facing really, really good opponents every Friday night.
Yes, sir. Like Coach was saying earlier, I think this will really prepare us for whenever we hit the playoffs, like all these hard teams will play against good schedules. So I think it'll prepare us. I like it.
Oh, by the way, you just got asked a question by a BGA alum. He hadn't brought that up yet. I'm surprised.
Oh, okay.
But he went to the other campus.
Yes.
The old campus.
Yes.
Were you a Greer or a Plato?
I was a Plato all the way, baby.
I think Sean is too, and so am I.
All right.
Oh, but the reunion of the Platos.
That's
here,
right,
this morning.
The brotherhood.
Oh.
Okay, Sean, I ask you, what does that mean to be a Plato?
So I don't know, like, as far as like what is Plato and Greer, or just what is
yeah at BGA.
Okay, so it's like two separate societies. Everybody gets assigned Plato or Greer, and that's like till you graduate. That's something you take pride in. Even after you graduate, like, you know, you go to the store, people see you with a BGA shirt. I'm like, oh, are you a Greer or Plato? So, I don't know. It's like a neat thing, good tradition. I like it a lot.
Well, and I guess good, healthy competition, right, Coach?
Yes. So, at the end of the school year, we have this big tug across the Harpeth River. And so, it's a lot of fun. And there's competitions throughout the year. And the kids really take pride. And the faculty. Everyone who's a part of BGA gets assigned to one of the societies, and it's a really cool tradition, and kind of gives a really unique flavor to the school.
Sort of like Harry Potter.
It's a little Harry Potterish.
All right, Craig, did you get pulled into the river?
I did get pulled in the river during my 7 through 12 period at BGA, but my senior year, I bulked up in the weight room and swore I was not going to go swimming. We didn't.
Well, Sean, just tell me, and Coach, the rest of the season. It's hard to believe it's already through 6 weeks. Just what's ahead, Coach?
So we've got a region game coming up versus Good Pasture. They beat us last year, and we're going to be ready for that game and can't wait to prepare. They've got a great program over the years and have had a lot of success, and they went to the semifinals in the playoffs last year, so we're expecting a great game, and it's going to be our homecoming game, and so it'll be a fun week at school. We've got to focus on, again, blocking out those external factors that can get in the way and focus on the job at hand. And then we go to Macaulay the next week, play another defending champion down there, which will be a cool game for us, and excited to play them. And then we finish up with FRA and Lipscomb, so we've got three region games left and one non-conference game, and we're excited to play and see what we can do.
Coach, I'll tell you right now, with all of what's ahead of you, you take it from a guy from the media who always hates it when a coach says one game at a time. I don't think I'd be thinking about with that schedule. I'd only think one game at a time. I don't need the anxiety. That's a tough schedule.
yes, sir. We've got a very competitive league, as you talked about before. Then the way that our schedule worked out in terms of scheduling opponents, these are the teams that wanted to play. So we're up for the challenge. And I think as part of growing and developing our program, the way you get better is by facing good competition. And Sean kind of talked about it too. I think one thing that's been fun this year, even though we've lost three games, we've had exciting games. We've had games where our kids got to compete and find out, you know, what do they have deep down inside? And so I think hopefully we're growing people through these types of games too, not just football players.
Well, Coach, thank you. Sean, hey, congratulations. Good luck the rest of the year and beyond with your education and your academics and your athletics, rather. So good luck to you guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. BGA coach Jonas Rodriguez. And as soon as he told me, well, I was talking to him, but where are you looking? He reeled off these Ivy League schools. you know, and I said, okay.
similar to my list is when I graduated from BGA. Uh-huh. So yeah, very similar.
All right, let's take a break.